So you do not rule out goals because you think they are unattainable. That's one of your principles.
Yeah, so let me clarify that. Until you're on the journey, you don't know enough about it. So when you try to assess, can I be successful or not be successful, it's really only the experiences along the way. I have a friend of mine who was professor in charge of entrepreneurship at Harvard Business School, and he went through 5,000 entrepreneurs. Something like 20 to 25% of them were successful, but only 5 out of the 5,000 were successful in the way that they planned. They went on that journey and they made discoveries, and that has had the learning process take place.
You start down the direction, like you said, but you just don't know if it's going to take a right turn and still be successful.
Right. It's that journey. Or it's like the mountain climbing. You struggle, you fall back, you go to a higher level. You keep doing that, and you go to higher and higher levels. And by the way, it doesn't feel like you're at a higher level. A lot of people think successful people must be very proud of being successful, or that, you know, do you marvel with your success and so on? And it's not like that at all. I know the most successful people in the world, personally, and for none of them does it feel like that. Because at that that particular level, you're still worried. Are you going to fall back? You're still normal. You're still here at the same type of person who's dealing with the same basic things. So, yes, it's that kind of evolutionary process.